Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amabez. We will start with the two dots. Today we have various different sfeikas regarding the status of a bias baduk. The house has been checked, as this parak has been about all so far, but the mitzvah bedikas chametz, we spoke about when to do bedikas chametz, with what to do bedikas chametz, why do we even need bedikas chametz, that has been what happens if there's Dvar Mishum Sakana on the way to Bedikas Chametz, and this second Mishnah of the Masechta has been talking about the concept of Bayis Baduk. Once a house has the status of being checked, what undermines it? What undermines it? That's going to be today's discussion, and we are going to have, amazingly, 17 questions on this daf relating to the issue of Bayis Baduk. So, question number one. Two dots on Tesma base. Teisha tzivurin shalmatza ve'echad shal chametz. And out of the 17 questions, many of them are going to relate to other shas sugyas, and the Gemara is going to reference the questions by Ptikas chametz to the other shas topics. So, first question. You have 9 bundles of matzah ve'echad shal chametz. Right, there are 10 bags in front of you. 9 of them are matzah and 1 of them is chametz. V'yasa achbar v'shakal, and a rodent or a mouse comes and takes v'lo yadinan, and we don't know imatzah shakali chametz shakal. I mean, we don't know if this achbar took from the matzah bag or from the chametz bag, and they went into the bayis baduk. So this is a case of vadai went in, but unclear what he took. So, hainu teisha chanuyos. So we say, isn't this the exact same suffix and should have the same halacha as the case of the 9 stores? What's the 9 stores? We'll see in a second. Piresh. But what happens if there was some of one of the bundles? There was 10 bundles, but then there was something on the floor that came out of the 10 bundles. It was piresh. It separated from the 10 bundles. And then, va'asa achbar v'shakal, and then an achbar came and took it and then went into the house. Hainu seifa, that's the second half of Teishach Hanuyos. It's not. So let's do that. It's really a brisa. The Tanya. Teishach Hanuyos. If you have 9 stores, Kulan Mochrin Basar Shchuta. If Yachas Mocheret Basar Nevela, you have 10 stores, 9 of them are selling kosher meat, and 1 of them is selling treif meat. V'lokach me'achas mehen. And you bought from one of them. V'eni yodea me'ezme and lokach. And you're not sure exactly which one you bought from. So you should say, right, it's 9 kosher. So you should say, Hokanach HaRov. Hokanach HaRov is a din daraisa. Following the rov. But the Chiddush HaTorah here is Sveiko Aser. Here, Safik is Aser because of the principle of Kavua. There is a principle which Pashtus is a Xeris HaKasuf. Reb Shimon Shkab tries to come up with a Svara, but Pashtus is a Xeris HaKasuf of Kavua. Anything that is set, that is not moving, Kol Kavua, Kamechza Mechza Dami. That is the Reisha, the first Halacha. And therefore, if the Achbar takes from the stores themselves, one of the stores are all set, they are kavua, and therefore, even though it's 9-1, you treat it as 50-50. You treat it as 5-5, because kal kavua, anything that is stationary, kemechza al mechza dami, is like half and half. Ubenimsa halach acha harov. But if it's nimsa, if it's found away from the population of the 10 stores, you find there's a piece of meat on the ground and you're not sure if it's kosher or not, holachach harov, so then you would go after the rov. That's piresh. That's the case of piresh. It's not in the world of the stationary anymore. It's not kavu anymore. It's kenak kavetz lamechza. Piresh, then you're allowed to go after the rov. Okay, that is case number one about the 9 and the 1, and this is like teisha chanuyos. Rashi says, the case that we're talking about here is in terms of the Chiyah Bedika. Do you have to be Bodik again once you have established this as a Bayis Baduk? All these cases that we are going to talk about, Bezus Hashem today, are not only cases. On the one level, they are cases of practicality. So you have to assume L'maisa that there's Chametz there. But there's also a more conceptual question by all these cases, and that is, how strong is the Chazaka of Bayis Baduk? Once I create the status of a house that has been checked, Bayis Baduk, so how strong of a chazaka is that? There are many types of chazakas. This is also a chazaka. Chazkaso Baduk. So how strong is that as compared to other occurrences that might undermine it? That's what Rashi says here. Rashi says, our question here is regarding Echiya Bedika. Tosfos here is somewhat bothered at first. He says, Echiya Bedika, But as we learned also, you do bittul, so therefore this is a Durabanan question. Chadtesha Chanuyos is Kavua and Rov, that's on a Daraisa level. Stosa says, you have to say here that we're talking about a case where you didn't do B'tika in order for it to be parallel. Mio Yeshlomo, the Iri could go Shalom Bittel. It must be a case where there was no Bittel. That's Tosos, but that Tosos still doesn't like it. Because by Teisha Chanuyos, there's no Chazaka earlier for this meat. There's a Rove, but there's no Cheskaso of Heter to this meat. Here, there's Cheskaso Baduk. So Tosos says maybe this would be even stronger. And even if you say L'chumra there, maybe you should say L'kula here. To have a Baduk Ma'ari, we're talking about a Baduk house, even if it's not, you didn't do Bittol, the Lavachi Pshita to boy B'tika. If it's not Baduk, then of course you need B'tika. So Tosos is bothered that our case should be different, because our case, it's opposite questions. First Tosfos says, our case is so much weaker, because it's only Drabanan. But then Tosfos says, once you say our case is talking about where you didn't do Bittol, then it should be just the opposite. Our case should be even stronger. So Venera Lari, Tosfos answers, Dele'inyin Shehevi Achmer Labayas, Venimsa Kaboi, Ishari Lachilolo. The question might be talking about a case where the Achmer brought it to the house, and then you found it. Can you eat it or not? Because you're not sure what it is. That's the question. Not undermining the house. Because the house, says Tosfos, for sure is okay. You have a chazaka. Masha'eki, what about this item? You're not sure if it's matzah or chametz. That's what the question is about. Okay, but most cases that we're going to see, it's about the house itself. So, again, Rashi says the question is about the chiyuv chovas bedika. Tosfos says it's about the item itself. Through the Rambam sounds like Rashi, the Ravid sounds like Tosfos. Rambam Ravid in Hilchos Chametz Matzah in Beis Yud. The Magen Mishnah there on that Rambam quotes a Ra'ah, and this Ra'ah is the Ravid in the back, not the Ravid on the Rambam, but the Ravid in the back here on Daf. Where is this Ravid? The Ravid is on the bottom of the Rif. The Ravid says this on Daf Hey Amud Aleph in the Daf Harif, an important principle that we haven't had yet regarding Bedika. Again, the question that the Rishonim ask is how exactly is this parallel? Isn't this a Durabon? So Tosfos says you are a Mevatel. So that's a big chiddush to suggest, oh, you are a Mevatel. What do you mean you are a Mevatel? Almost all cases are a case where Bittul took place. So the Magen Mishnah here quotes the Ra'ah, who says as follows, even if it's only a Durabanan, because you did Bittul already, Kivan Shebedikas Chametz, Tchilasa Al Hasafek, Hichmiru Besfeka Yosem Yishar Sfeka Shal Devrayhem, V'chein Iker. Remember, the whole Din Durabanan of Bedikas Chametz, you don't know if there was Chametz that is in there or not. Chazal said, check. It's a makam shemachnisin bo chametz. That's true. But you don't know if there's chametz in there now. And Chazal enacted this law based on a suffix, based on the fact that there might be chametz there. So once we say that they enacted it based on a suffix, then ironically, it could apply and be more machmir in other areas as well. So even though we're comparing this on a Durabana level to the case of Teisha Chanuyos on a Daraisa level, so you might say, what do you mean? We should be more makel here. Says the Ra'ah, no. And the Ra'ah says it here, and again, the Ravid says it on the bottom of the Rif on Daf Hey, that Bedika was Niskana al Hasafek originally. That's the nature of the Din of Bedika Schabet, so it was Niskana al Hasafek. So it could be more Chamor in a sense, even of the Arises. I'll read you the Ravid now. Kivan de Bedika Schabet, the Ikal Svuke, I'm sorry, the time of the Milsa, Mishum de Iker Bedika al Hasafek Niskana, Umishum Haki, Chada Sveka lo Mafka Allah, Kalhecha de Ika Vade Ayo, Bechada Besa, Umafak Lamecheskasa. Even though this is a Savi Drabanan, once you vadai have the Achmar went into the house, then you're not, then you have to be Machmir. Aval Safik, all Safik, lo all, but if you have a Svek Sveka, as we'll talk about soon, so then maybe you can already be Makel. You're not sure if it went in, and even if it went in, you're not sure if it took Matzah or Chametz, then we can be Makel. That's a very important Tahara of the Ra'ah and the Ravid on our Gemara, answering Tosfos' question, not that you have to say that Bittul did not take place, even if you say it's in the Rabbanan context, still we would allow the comparison, because here, B'digas Chametz is Al HaSafik Niskana. Good. One other question relating to this first Safik, and then we'll get to number two, and that is, the Chashuka Chebed brings up right here, I mean, even before that, there's a question of the Mordechai. Fascinating question. The Mordechai, again, there's a lot of action on this first suffix. The Mordechai Meseches Chulin asks, we have the principle of Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami, and Piresh is Holchad Acharov. Ask the Mordechai, how is it that we have a concept of Bezdin? You follow the rove by Bezdin, you have 2371, the Bezdin, the Dayanim are sitting. So why don't we say every case of Bezdin, of Psak, is Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami? That's the Mordechai's bomb kasha, which you know there's an answer to, but that's it, called kavua. Aren't they kavua? So the Mordechai answers, no, when they say their words, the words are pirish from them, from their mouths, so in that way it is called the parish beruba parish. Reb Chaim says, no. Reb Chaim says a much more basic answer. And that is, we discussed this I think a long time ago, there's a difference between hochin achar harov and rubo kakulo. Rubo kakulo. When we say you have to shecht rov simanim of an animal, rov simanim, most of the simanim, most of the windpipe and the food pipe. What is that? Oh, you go after the rov. Really, there's a clash here. You have most of it shechted and a meat of it not shechted. There's a clash here, and we say you know you go after the rov. No, that's the principle of rubo kakulo. Rubo kakulo is when we have a majority status, and we say that status could apply to the entire item. You have that by Shechita, you have that by Naziris possibly, you have that in various contexts. You also have that, says Reb Chaim, by Bezdin. When Bezdin gives a psak, that's not Holchan Achar Rov. That might start out during the Masa Umatan as Holchan Achar Rov, but then it becomes Rubo Kakulo. It becomes Bezdin gives a psak, period. Right, that's part of why the Bezdin is not allowed to say, the Dayanim aren't allowed to say, well, I wanted to say the other way, but I was outvoted. No, not just on a practical level that you don't want to cause strife, but on a halachic level, their daya dissolves. Their daya becomes not just batel, but there's one composite psak given by the Bezdin. That answers the Mordechai's question in Meseches Chulin. The Chashuk Echemed here mentioned has one final ha'ara. Again, there's a lot more by that Bezdin discussion, but it's Ruba Kakulo and the Grach HaLashas, but we'll leave that for now. There is a question the Chashuk Echemed has. A Maisa Shehaya. This one sounds like it actually happened. Sheila Maisa Sheira. There was a matzah bakery. They were making matzahs. They were making matzahs, machine matzahs. And all of a sudden there was a blackout. Nifsak zerma chashmal lemesha kama dakot. For a couple of minutes there was a blackout. And afterwards, when they came back, the bakery, without knowing better, they just continued. They did not remove the doughs that were in the machine. They didn't clean it out. They just continued and baking. And now those matzahs are somewhere in the matzah boxes. Maybe they're, you know, in a store already. Maybe they're still in the factory. No idea where they are. Three questions. Number one, are all the matzahs in this bakery usser? Because there's a chash that there was some, these doughs that were in the machine during the blackout. You know, maybe they rose and maybe they became chametz. What about the ones, if you say it's impossible to usser the ones that were already sold, maybe the ones that were still in the store. Also, are you allowed to eat these matzahs on Pesach? All these questions, Lamaisa, what's the din? So the Chashuk Echemed says, for three reasons I'm matir and I'm mekel, and you don't have to worry about it. Number one, who says that when they were in there for the blackout, who says they became chametz? Maybe there's no issur here at all. Chazaka shlonis chamsa. Niradita chay deba isa shenishkecha lo barur sheshasa yudches regam lo is askus. It's not barur that there was 18 minutes that they didn't have people involved. Efshalami dal cheskasa velo marshloich chachmitza. Number one, maybe a neighbor became chametz. Number two, there's a sex faker. Number one, Shema ha'isa, maybe it never became chametz. Even if it did become chametz, maybe this is not the one that became chametz. Right, the one that you're eating. Number two, and he doesn't like that per se to stand on its own. Maybe it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so you should say sfek sveka doesn't work. Maybe there's a din, a positive din to be shomer it. So, but that's a second idea that you might suggest. And then he says maybe there's a kazma bittul barov. Bittul barov by all of the matzahs, unless you say it's a davar sheva minyan, it's in a separate box. He goes back and forth. Lamaisa, lamaisa at the end, he assumes that one can be mekel. Okay, that is all number one. Case number one, a lot there that we discussed in case number one. Case number two, also, Shnei Tzivurin. You have two bags now, Echad shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz. You have a box of matzah, you have a box of chametz. V'lefneihem shnei batim. And you have two houses in front of these two bags. Echad badik ve'echad she'eino badik. A checked house and an unchecked house. For us, the achbarim echad shalkal matzah ve'echad shalkal chametz. And two achbarim came, two mice came. One took from the matzah, one took from the chametz. V'lo yad inan helahai ayo ve'helahai ayo. You don't know which mouse went into which house. Hainu shtei kupos. Isn't that the case of shtei kupos? Ditran. Again, when we say these words, these are like code words. Kupos and shvilin and chanuyos. We're going to have all these words. So here, isn't this the case? Ditran. Again, the Bryce, the Tosefta says, shtei kupos, achas shel chulin, achas shel truma. You have two boxes, one of chulin, you have two barrels, one of chulin, one of truma. V'lefneihem, shtei se'im, achas shel chulin, achas shel truma. You have a little bit of truma and chulin, and next to these, you have two larger containers, one of chulin, one of truma. V'daflu elu l'tochelu, and you know each of these truma and chulin, they each fell into one of the barrels. Mutarin, you're allowed to assume mutar. Shani omer, because I'm allowed to assume chulin l'toch chulin naflu, v'truma l'toch truma naflu. I'm allowed to be mekel and say the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. You're allowed to be tol l'hakel, and once you tol l'hakel, the Meiri says it's considered a vadai. You can be mekel. You can assume, like, if this is chulin, then a czar is allowed to eat this. Amazing. Either it's a suffix, bisa b'nei shemayim. The answer is no. Once halacha says that you're allowed to assume talinon, that each one fell into the one that it is more like, this is not because of percentages. What, if they're more percentage that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin? These are halachic principles, as we'll see. But you're allowed to assume that, and so too here, you can assume that the chametz was taken into the house that was not baduk. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Emer da Amrinan, Shani Omer, when do are you allowed to say the principle of Shani Omer, that you can be mekel, b'truma d'rabanan. That's by truma d'rabanan, over there. B'chametz d'araisa mi Amrinan. But you can be mekel here by chametz d'araisa? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Atu b'dikas chametz d'araisa? Well, like Tosfos said before, Drabbanan need to be the rights of Bittul Bahama Sagilei. Here, maybe it's also the Drabbanan, because he did Bittul. So that was Tosfos' point earlier. Does case 2 reflect on case 1? Or the fact that the Gemara says it by case 2 means case 1 is not talking about it in terms of when Bittul was done yet. Either way, this is the Gemara. Why is this Truma Drabbanan? What's Drabbanan about this case? The Gemara, the Bryce doesn't say it. So Rashi has two words on top. Bizman Hazeh. We're talking about Truma Bizman Hazeh. That's why it is Dirabanan. A little tzarech iyad, not a problem, but Rashi could have easily have said another example of Truma Dirabanan. Rashi Lashitasa throughout Shas. We mentioned this Machlokas many times. Which produce are Chayiv and Trumas and Maisus, Mida Oraisa, and which are Chayiv and Dirabanan? Rashi and Tosas throughout Shas many times say only Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. Those are the only items that are Chayiv and Trumas and Maisus, Mida Oraisa. But on a drabana level, we might include other fruit. Oranges, apples, pears, peaches, plums, all of those are drabanan. On a daraisa, only dagon, wheat, tirosh, wine products, v'yitzar, and oil products. The Rambam holds all fruit are chaya daraisa. Very important machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim. And there are other shittas as well regarding that. The Ravid that holds like Rashi and Tosfos, let's say if you do it, there is a kiyum daraisa. It is recognized on a daraisa level. But either way, Rashi picks to say Bizman Hazeh instead of what he could have said, Shar Peros. Could have said Shar Peros other than Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Rav Shechter writes in one of his Sfarim in Bikvei Atzon on page Kuf Pei Aleph that this principle that you're allowed to be Mekel, right, it comes up also in Ilchas Nida. In Ilchas Nida, you have two women lying in a bed, and you find a kesem on the sheet. So where did that kesem come from? Where did it come from? So if both women have the same status, they're both Torah, they're both Tameh, they have Tameh, both of them. But if one is Tameh and one is Tahar, then you can say the kesem came from the Tameh woman. Why? Again, Tolenes HaKalkala B'Mekulkal. Similar idea here. You can say the Chuma came from the Chuma, right? You're allowed to assume that there are less problems here. This is, what does that principle come from? So Rav Shechter explains, it's not only based on the principle of Savi Drabana Lakula, which it is connected to, but it's not only based on that principle. But it's also based on the principle of Chazakos. Because after all, let's say they take the case of the woman with the kesem, with the stain. So really, she should be Tahora. Really. Because on the one hand, if she Afilu, even if a davade came from her, it's only durabanan, because as we know, for hilchas nida, for a woman to come and become a nida daraisa, she needs a hargasha. She needs a special type of feeling when the dam exits the uterus, right? She's a hargasha. And if you don't have that, it's durabanan. So you should say salve durabanan lakula. And number two, every woman has a cheskas tara, unless proven otherwise. So how can you say that if they're both tahar, so then no, we're going to be matabe them, because you don't know who the kesef came from, and it has to have come from one of them. That's the didrabanan. So explains Rav Schechter that if you don't have a choice, then kach gazru chachamim. If you don't get say any, if you don't have anything better to say, if they're both the same status, they're both tahar, so then you have to say they're both tamei. That's the din. That's the din derabanan. That you don't assume that me alma asi. But the second that one of them is worse than the other one, then you could go back to the Me'ikir Hadin and say, well, every woman has a Cheskas Tara. So this woman who's Tahora, her Cheskas Tara stays. And the woman who's Tameh gets the Tuma. So maybe one could suggest that too. Here there's a Cheskah of Chulin and a Chazak of Shubin. There's a status here. So to uproot that status, why should you assume it was uprooted? If you could also assume that it was not uprooted. Right, it's not just being mako, but we'd rather keep the statuses as they were beforehand if you don't know. Right, there's 50-50 chance, let's say. So we'd rather keep the statuses because that status is strong on a chazaka, on a halachic basis. Right, there's a concept of chazaka de meikara. The original status stays unless proven otherwise. So here, in these cases, it was not proven otherwise. So therefore, one can assume lakula. Good. Case number three, third line. Savor echad shal chavetz ulafan of shtei batim. You have a bag of chavetz, and you have two batim bedukin. You have two batik houses. V'yasa achmar v'shakal and achmar kei v'lo yadinan. Ilahai oil, ilahai oil. You don't. You don't know which one the achbar went into. You know, ivadai had chametz. But each house has a suffix. Oh, hainu shtei shvilin. This is the case of shtei shvilin, the Mishnah in Meseches Taharos. Says the Mishnah, ditzan, shtei shvilin echatoi vechatoi. You have two paths. One tummy path and one tar path. V'holach ve'echad mehen. V'asa taharos. And I went down one path. How is it tummy? Meaning we know there was a grave. There was a person that was buried underneath the ground. But it went across the entire street. So if you went down the street, we know that you became tamei, but you don't know which path. So echad tamei vechatar, and you went that one path for asataros. Uba chaveiro v'halach b'sheni, and you know a second person came and went down the other path. So you have two people here; they each went down a different path, the asataros, and they were both involved in taros afterwards. So are those taros tamei? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says amazingly, im nishalu zebefnei asmo v'zebefnei asmo. If each of these people comes separately and ask, am I tamei or not? Tahorin. You're allowed to assume each one is tar. You're allowed to tell each one, well, you must have gone down the path that did not have the tuma, and we can be mako. Shnein bevasachas, but if they both came together, tamein. If they both come and ask together, you have to say tamei, because one of them is for sure tamei. You can't disregard that if they're both here in front of me. Rabbi Yossi Omer, benkach uvenkach tamein. Rabbi Yossi said, no, even if they come one after another, tamei. Amar Rav Avitim Rav Yochanan, and now Rav Yochanan says about this machlokes, we're going to limit it. Bebas achas, and then we'll relate it to chametz. Bebas achas, if they actually came together, Dibri HaKol Tzvein, that even the Tanakam would agree, everybody agrees that you're tummy if they actually come bebas achas. Because it'll be a joke. It'll be chucha v'tzlula. If they both come, and we know they went down different paths, and one is tummy, then they're both tummy. Bezeh achar zeh, Dibri HaKol Torin. If they actually came one after another, then everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, would agree that they would be a tar. You'll have to look at each one separately. Lo nechleku ela babali hi sho'el alav v'al chaveiro. The machlokas is what about if they came, one comes to ask about himself and about his friend. What does that mean? Rashi says it means that one person came and he asked about he and his friend. Exactly as it sounds. I walked down this path and my friend walked down the other path. What's the halacha? So it's giving the psak about both of them at the same time. Or do you say they're asking about two different people? Tosfos says, in Ksubis, not Tosfos, yet Tosfos, Ksubis, Daf Chav Zayin, argues on Rashi. He says the case is where Reuven comes and asks about himself. He gets the answer, and then after he gets the answer, he says, oh yeah, by the way, my friend Shimon also went down the other path. What's his halacha? The person didn't present it to Bezdin together at once. But it was asked about one, and then he asked about the other. So what's the din there? So that's the machlokas. Reb Yossi medami le basachas. Reb Yossi compares this to a basachas, because there's one person here. Reb Yehuda medami le zachar zeh. And Reb Yehuda compares this to zachar zeh. And therefore, you could give different psakim that they're both tar. Rashi says, you don't say together, you're both tar. Rashi says that you should turn a paskin that way beferish. Right, you should just say it in a way that can be understood. Right, Rashi says, "Hold the inkan shoel ella echad mishiva lo tarata." Just answer tarata. Shari savik biyahu ume atzmo yavin shav chaveru kamo. You can't explicate it, but if you say tar, what's the halacha with me, my friend? You say you are tar. We don't assume that he's going to say, "Oh, I'm tar and he's tar." No, we assume that he's going to think that he has the same halacha. So Rashi now explains, and it's the same thing with the houses. Same thing with the houses. Remember, the question is, you have an achma that went in, you're not sure which one. So if the owners of the house come together, then you have to say, it's vada eno badak. If they come one after another, so then you could be mekel, and if they come one person asking about both, then you have vimachlokas. Good. Case number four. Suffik all, suffik lo all. What if you have an achbar, you have a house, achma with chavetz, and you're not sure if you went into the house or not? Right, suffik all, suffik lo all. You saw an achbar take some chabetz and into the chatzer, and the house is batuk. You're not sure if he went in from the chatzer to the house. So haynu bika. That's the next case. The case of bika. Mishnah also in Maseches Taharos. Uveplugta the rabbis of Rabbanan. And it's a machlokas. Titnan, the Mishnah says, hanichas la bika. A bika is an area with a lot of fields in it. So if you go into the bika, you don't know if you went into a specific field. Hanichnas labika biyamos hakshamim, in the rainy season, v'tuma besad eplonis. Why is the rainy season important? Because, as we know, when it comes to suffik in tuma v'tara, there are specific rules. We know every area of halacha has rules. In Isurim, Savik Daraisa, Lachubra, Savik Darabana, Lakula. In Dini Mamanis, Hamosim Mechavir, Olam Araya. In Tumah Vatara, based on a limud from Sota, Safik Tumah, Bereshus HaYachid, Tameh, Bereshus HaRabim, Tahor. So, in Yemos HaGshamim, where items already have started to grow, so that's why these fields are called Rishus HaYachid. So, if a person goes into a Bika, into a Rishus HaYachid, Vitumah, Besad Aplonis, and there's tuma in a certain field, v'amar echad halachti b'makam alos. I went into this area, this bika, but v'eini yodeya im nechnasti b'osa sada. I'm not sure if I went into the sada where there's tuma. There's tuma in a certain sada. There's a grave. I'm not sure, though, the guy says, if I went in there. V'im lo nechnasti, or if I didn't go in. So, Rebbe Elazar metar v'cham metamim machlokes. Machlokes, what if the Chachamim seem more pashut? Because that's Safik Tumah Berushos HaYachid Sfeik Otameh. So why does Rabbi Elazar say Tahar? Shehayir Rabbi Elazar Omer, Safik Bia Tahar. If it's a Safik of going in the first place, then we're Mekel. Because that's not really a Safik Tumah Berushos HaYachid. You're not even sure if you went into the Berushos HaYachid. So Safik Bia is Tahar. Safik Maga Tumah Tameh. Once you're in and you're not sure if he touched it or not or went over it, so then we would say Tame, because that's Safik Tumah Berushos HaYachid. That is as machlokas relate. So Rashi says, and by chametz, everybody would agree, modeh lekula. That's what we would say by the chametz, because it wouldn't be a parallel machlokas. Rashi says on the second medium line, v'gabi batim, afilu rabbanan modo, tekiyo debi digas chametz rabbanan telina lekula. Even though the rabbanan say Safik Tumah Berushos HaYachid, but they would agree by chametz that one could be mekel, by a suffig all, by the achbar, then we would be mekel. Good, next case. All, even just one other hara. Also, Tosfos says here, in the Dibur Maskil Suffig, that Rabbi Eliezer here is mekel, even. V'nira l'ri, the time of the Rabbi Eliezer, d'mitar b'svek sveka, it's even a svek sveka, right? Suffig b is tar, because it's a svek sveka, Tosfos explains. Suffig, if he has the chametz, it's something if he went into the house. That's how Tosfos understands. Rashi might have understood. No, it's vada. Rashi said it's vada chametz. It's something if he went in. Tosfos said it's a svek sveka machlokas, and Rabbi Eliezer is meko by svek sveka, and the Rabbanan are machmir even by svek sveka. Why? Because l'chori should be meko bichlal. Once the Rabbanan say you are machmir, so you're machmir across the board. And Tosfos talks about the kind of svek sveka in Safik Tumah Berushos HaYachid.
Okay, next case. Case number five, if you're keeping track. All ubadak velo ashkach. What happens if it went in? All the akhbar went into the house in front of me. And the balabayas checked afterwards because he saw him go in and didn't find anything. He didn't find anything. Velo ashkach. So now what do you do? You know it went in and you didn't find it. So can you assume that the akhbar ate it up? So beplugta, the remember abanans, this is the machlokas that we have in Meseches Nida. Titzan, but the Mishnah says, Hayer, Meir, Omer. Kol davar shebecheskes tuma, Rav Meir holds anything that you know was tame, cheskes tame, la olam hu betum aso, it remains tame, ashi vada lacha tuma hechanhu, until you know where the tuma is. Meaning, let's say you have a case, you have a couple of mounds of rocks, and you know there was a kever, or you know there was a source of tumma underneath one of them. Well, underneath one of these three mounds. So if you look under the first one, the other two, and it's not there, you can assume the other two are tame. You look under two, and you don't find it, the third one is tame. If you look under all three mounds of rocks, and you don't find tumma, then you have to say they're all tame again, because their mayor says, where'd it go? Where'd it go? You have to assume tame unless you find out where the tame is. The chachamim omrim no, bodik at shemagia l'sela o l'karka b'sula. The chachamim say no, do your best, look around, and once you didn't find anything, then you could assume that a bird came and took it, and it somehow disappeared. But you do not have to assume that it's here if you did your best, you looked, and you can't find it. Again, Rashi says here, and by bedikas chametz, even Rabbi Meir would agree, l'kula, because bedikas chametz is drabanan. Again, it's interestingly, Tosas, if you remember back in question number one, was bothered. How could there be a parallel between Drabanan and Daraisa? How could that be? So it must be low bitel. Must be low bitel to make it parallel. In the last, and Rashi didn't say a word there. The last couple of cases, Rashi goes out of his way to say it's not really an exact parallel. Because both Shitos would be Makel in this regard, because Vigas Chami says Drabanan. Right? Rashi wasn't bothered by the Drabanan and Daraisa connection in number one, as Tosas was. But that is the discussion here. Good. Case number six. Al ubadak va'ashkach. What if it went in? The Akbar went in with the chametz, and you checked and you found it. Can you assume that this is exactly what the Akbar brought in? Again, plukta d'Rebbe v'shuvim gamlio. Now we have another machlokas. D'tanya. When could you ever assume that if you find something, it is what was brought in originally? Sada shneva b'kever. If you have a field, that there was a kever in the field, and you don't know where it is now, hanichnas l'tocha, tameh. If you go into this field, tameh, because maybe he's going on to the kever. Nimsa b'kever. But if you then find a kever in a certain area of the field, and then a person goes into the other area, could you assume this is the kever that was lost? Hanichnas l'tocha tor. Shani omer kever shavaru kever shenimsa divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, you can assume you lost one, you found this one, so that's it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Tibad, they call us other kula. No, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you gotta keep checking. Maybe this is another one that was there. You have to check the entire Sada. If you don't check the entire Sada, maybe there was another kever here, and you just found the other one. Again, what's this machlokas about? Is it just a machlokas about probabilities? Right, about chances? Rebbe says, no, the probabilities are, this is the same one. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, there are other probabilities. Or do we say, we're talking about chazakos. There's a chezkas tumma now in this field, because there was a kever here. There's a cheskas tumma. So what do you need to break that? What do you need to break that? How strong of a mitzio, right, undermines it? What do you need? So again, it's a practical question. All of these are practical questions, probability questions, but also could be deeper questions as well. Good, next question, number seven. Hiniach tesu matzayud. What happens if you put out, you had nine pieces of chametz somewhere. You know there were nine, and you found ten. You found an extra one. So, right, it comes up sometimes by the putting out the petitin. Right, that's a real problem. When you put out ten and you find nine, right, you have to make sure that you know there's one in here. We'll get to that one in the next case. But here, you put out nine and you found ten. Plukta d'Rebbe v'Rabbanan. So this is another machlokas, the Tosefta in Maaser Sheni. Says the Tosefta, the Tanya, hiniach mana umatza masayim. Let's say I put $100 in my drawer of Maaser Sheni money. And then I look at my drawer and I see 200. So what's going on here? So chulun umaisu muravin zebazeh. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to assume the 100 you put in is still there, and somehow another 100 got in there, and now you have 100 of maaser and 100 of chulun mixed in with each other. V'chacham omrim, the chacham say no. The fact that there's a different number here, it must be what you put in is not there anymore. It was taken out, and this is all hakol chulun, or you don't remember, and this is all chulun here. right? That is what you're allowed to assume. This is totally, totally different. And again, Rashi says, third to last line, v'gabe chametz nami l'rabbanan hates shehiniach einon kan. Right, you have to assume the 9 that you put are not around. These 10 are different. The 9 must be somewhere else, and therefore you gotta check. You gotta check again, because you have to assume that these aren't what you put there. What about the opposite case? Hiniach yudu matzah teisha. You put out 10 and you only found 9. So, hainu seifa. Right, so this is the seifa. The next case of the tanya, hiniach masayimah matzah money. You put in 200 meiser shady money and you found 100. So, manamunach manamutal, redivere rebbe. Rebbe again says, you can assume what you put is still here, at least half of it, and the other half was taken. V'cham amra kol chulin. Chum say, no, what you said in front of you is chulin. The meiser shady went somewhere else. Okay, we continue now. The next case. Case number 9. Top of the next amud. Again, the minhag of putting out the petitin. This is the closest that we get in Shas. And this mesachta for a source for that. It's not really a source for that minhag. It's a remez about putting out the pieces. We had earlier also, if you remember, by the comparison to Yosef and the kos in the knapsack. Okay, hidiach masavizu masavizacheres. What happens if I put something in one corner? If I put the chametz in one corner and then I find it in a different corner, do I have to assume that this is different and I have to check again, or could I assume that it got moved somehow? But this is the same chametz. So again, plukta derb shugaliyah v'rabanan. This is machlokas tanam elsewhere. The tanya in all these cases we're paralleling other halachic context to b'digas chametz. The tanya kardam sha'avad bebayis. Let's say you had an axe in a house and now you can't find your axe. You can't find it. Habayis tami, the entire house is tami. Why? Because somebody obviously took your axe. Who came in? Shani Omer, Adam Tami Nichlas Hashaminatzlo. A Tami person must have come in and taken it. And he might have touched many different things. He might be Tami Mace, and therefore, everything in the house is considered Tami. And Rabbi Shugam Liel Omer, no. Habayis Tar, Shani Omer. Let's just read this and then we'll make a note about it. Rabbi Shugam Liel Omer, Habayis Tar. Rabbi Shugam Liel says, no, the house is Tar, Shani Omer, because I'm allowed to assume Mashilo Vaachem Veshachach. No, you must have taken the axe and lent it to somebody, and you forgot. Or you moved it to another corner and you forgot about it. Says the Gemara, Zavis Mandakar Shmei. What the Rav Shugam Liel didn't talk about finding it in another corner. What's Rav Shugam Liel bringing in here? So Chisur Mechshav Hakitani. Just add in Kardam Sha'avad Babayis Habayis Tamei. If an axe gets lost and it's nowhere to be found, the whole house is Tamei. Sha'ani Omer Adam Tamei Nichnas Hashem Natlo. And Adam Tamei took it. Oh, and then the next case. Or you find it in another corner, Habayis Tami. The Tanakhama also says that the house is Tami, because who moved it? Shani Omer, Adam Tami, Nechlas Hashem, not Lo Mizavazu, Vinicha Mizavazacheres. A person came and put it into the other Zavaz, into the other corner. Reb Shu Gavliel Omer, Habayis Tahar. No, you can assume in both cases that it's Tahar. Shani Omer, number one, is Shiloh Va'achar V'Shachach. I can assume that I lent it to somebody and I forgot about it. Or I moved it. Either way, that is allowed to be assumed. Lakula. Ask some of the achronim, why do you have to assume a tummy person came in? Right? Why do you have to assume a tummy person come in? Somebody comes and takes something without rishus, says the achronim, and it's based on a kesef mishnah, based on a Rambam actually. The kesef mishnah quotes a Rambam. I'll read it to you, and then we'll expand on the achronim. The Rambam says in Hilchas mitame mishkav u'moshav. Right, the Rambam in Hilchas Tara starts off with Hilchas Tumas Meis, and then he goes into Hilchas Paraduma. Paraduma is connected. It's the tikkun for Tumas Meis. That's why we have that right after Hilchas Tumas Meis. And then he goes into Tsaras, which is another major. Why is that third? Because that's also Matami Ba'ohel. That's the next, the strength of it. And after that you have Mitami Mishkav Moshav. What are those? Remember we said there are a number of people, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, that create a Tumas Mishkav, a Tumas Moshav, which is also the next serious strength of tumah that it's not really transferred because it's a case where tumah goes across. It's also an ava tumah. That's the fourth set of halachas in sefer Tara. Because again, after tumah smes, which is the most chamor, and paraduma goes with it, then you have tumah saras, and you have davi mishkan v'moshav. So that's what's quoted here. Kardam. The Rambam quotes our Gemara. Kardam sha'avad bebayis osheinicho bezavazu umatsu bezavazacheres. Habayis tameh. There are paskas like the Tanakama. Sha'ani omer, Adam Tami nechnas ha'shav v'natlo. And Adam Tami came and took it. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah quotes a tshuva of the Rambam. She'nishal, amai hacha talinan ba'adam tame, u'metamina l'chal ataris. Why we metame everything here? She'bavai, she'misafik. Maishna, why is this different than if you have a piece of bread, kikar shel truma that was put on a board, and the adaf tame nasun tachteha, avishim nafla'o, Efshar, you know it fell down, you know it was picked up again. There you're allowed to assume that an Adam Tar picked it up. Why here do you assume that it was an Adam Tameh? Says the Rambam, there's a big difference. Here somebody came in without permission. Here somebody was a Ganav. You could assume Ganavim are Tameim. Mashenkein, Stam, a person on the street, Rova Olam is probably Tar. The Heshiv, Gabi Kardom, Amrin, and Adam Nechnas Lasham, Vinotala Kardom, Vasa Bot Srachav, Vehechzir Lozavasacheris, or he used it somewhere else. So that's all without permission. Either he stole it and he's a Ganav, or he used it without permission, and he Sho El Shalomi Das is also a Goslin. The Rambam says in Ilchas Gezela. So, Viharasha Pachos Miam Haaretz, Shubacheskas Tameh. That's why here you can assume he did something wrong. He's a Rasha, halachically, and therefore you can assume he is Tameh. Aval Pekikar, the case of Nida, where it's just a piece of bread, you're not sure who picked it up. Ein lo markein. She'ein adam shoel kikar lahach zero ba'atzmo. If somebody picked up a kikar, if they're a ganav, they would have eaten it. If they picked it up, they're just doing a good thing. They're doing a mitzvah. And therefore, there's no reason to assume he was a Rasha. And therefore, we can assume that he was Tahar. You don't have to assume that he was Tameh. That's the Rambam related, and the Kesef Mishnah related to here, why you assume he was Tameh. Right? This does not negate the principle of Dan L'Kav Schus, because there is no Dan L'Kav Schus in a situation where somebody did something wrong. Where, or actually, you're not sure if he did something wrong, then you have to be. But somebody who is a Muchzak Rasha, somebody who, you know, he was a Ganav, right here, I mean, it could be that if you find the person with the axe, you have a yachiv of dalakav schus. Why exactly do you have my axe? What's the issue here? But here, it's just the situation. You're not talking about anybody in particular. So there, you can assume, or you have to assume, according to the Tanakhama, that it was an adam tameh. Okay, says the Gemara next. Amar Rava, case number 10. Back to mice. Achbar nechlas v'kikar b'fiv. Now he has a very interesting, illustrative, graphic cases. You have an achbar that goes into a house. V'kikar b'fiv, and he has a cookie in his mouth. V'nechlas acharav, and then you went in afterwards. U'matza pirurin, and then you found crumbs. Can you assume that these are the crumbs from the cookie, and the rest of the house is fine? Or maybe these are other crumbs in the cookie somewhere else in the house. Tzarech v'dika, you still need v'dika, right, for that kikar that was brought in. Mice are very neat. They don't leave crumbs, right? Some of us might argue if you've ever had some evidence left over. But that's what the Gemara says. V'yomar Rava, but the following case, tinok nichnas, but if a baby, if a child goes nichnas, v'kikar b'yado, if a child has a cookie, v'nichnas acharav u'matza pirun, you find pirun, ain't sarach v'dika. You don't need v'dika because you can assume this is the cookie, because children make messes. So that is fine. That we know. But the Gemara contrary asks the achbar to the child. Tosfos discusses here that you must have found pirurin that are the size of the entire kikar. If not, you have to assume there are crumbs somewhere else too. The Tosfos says, "My rishish pirurin kedei kol hakikar." That's Tosfos. The Rama might argue, but that is Tosfos. Next, boy Rava, achbar nechnas v'kikar b'fiv. If you have a mouse went in and a cookie was in his mouth, the achbar yotzi v'kikar b'fiv, and an achbar went out and there's a kikar in his mouth. Ma'u mi amrinan hayno hay da'alva hayno hay da'nafa. Could you assume it was the same mouse that went in, that went out, and everything's fine now? You undermine the chazaka, and now you've reestablished it. O Dilma, or you say, no, Achrino, no, it's a different mouse. It's a different mouse. Imtib Salomar, Hainu Haida Alva, Hainu Haida Nafak. And if you want to say, you're allowed to assume Makulit, the same one. What about if it looks different? Achbar nolav nechnas v'kikar b'fiv. You have a white mouse that went in with a kikar. V'achbar shachar yotzi v'kikar b'fiv. And then a black one comes out with the cookie. The cookie looks the same, even though the mouse is obviously different. Mahu. Hai v'adei achrinahu. Do you assume, well, this is for sure a different one, and therefore you got to do b'dika again? O dilma, or do we say, armuye armemine? There was a fight. There was a mouse fight inside, and this is the same cookie. And you can be mako. So, what do you assume in this case? Let's stop there for a moment. There are a lot of questions here about achbarim, about mice. So on a halachic level, you can say, but it's just a question about a mouse, you know, but it's just a way of trying to ask about the undermining of the cheskas badak. But you don't have to focus so much on the achbar. But I saw some of the achronim, some of the Baali Musar talk about, why is there so much focus on achbarim, on mice here? So one of the rebbes, the Kleisenberger Rebbe suggests, quoted here in the Magalias Hashas, why are we so choshish in Erev Pesach about Achbarim after B'digas Chametz? So he quotes, why is that? V'soch levar, lo medavka gabi Pesach chashu kol kach l'chshasha sheniris rechoka ma'od shebidiyuk yizdamein l'sham achbar v'yala b'yado l'agia l'chametz. So many questions, and also, can you assume, cheskaso, what we had earlier, that the do you have to worry about maybe an achbar is going to take it? Ha'inyan hu, the Yerushalmi says in Baba Metzia, Achbarim Rishiye Ninhu. Right? Achbarim are wicked. What does that mean? Some of the Sifrei Emet, he quotes that, again, Machlok is Rishonim, whether you believe in this, but Hakavanah Shaha Achbarim Heim Gilgulei Neshamos Shel Rishaim. Achbarim are Gilgulei Neshamos. Right, Machlok is Rishonim, whether you believe in the concept of Gilgul Neshamos, but if you assume that Gilgul Neshamos, that if there is a tikkun that a person has to do that he did not fulfill in his lifetime, so the neshama comes down in a certain form. Right? We have this week's parsha, right? Eliyahu is Pinchas. There's a lot of connection between the two. Machlokas, was he the same person or was he just the same neshama? So Gilgul Neshamos in our parsha. So Lachain Bir Osam, when these Rishaim, Siya Yisrael, are Torech themselves to be Motzi Chametz from their house, and they're cleaning and they're schwitzing and they're being Toreach, Einam Tsarabazeh. They're like, oh, such schus. It's going to happen to them. Umei Rov Rishus. Meinichem Eskola Olam Kulo. Umis Amtsim Bechol Kocham Limso Tachbulos. Right, and they try to figure out ways, dafka, because this is such a hard mitzvah, and such a tircha-filled mitzvah, they try to undermine the schar. Okay, there's some symbolism of achbar in the Gemara, whether you believe in Gilgul or something else, but there are so many questions here, and we're not done yet, about the assumption of an achbar ruining my chazaka. Let's continue, we'll get some more graphic cases. We just had the white and the black mouse. If you assume they wouldn't take from each other, and therefore you're machmir here, achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. What happens if a mouse goes in with a cookie, and then the cholda yotzei v'kikar b'fia, then a cat comes out, or a weasel, a cholda, comes out, and a cookie is in its mouth. So mao, cholda vade me'achmir shakalte. Can we assume that the weasel took it from the mouse, and it's the same cookie? O dilma, or is it no achrino, it's different. Demisa de me'achmir shakalte, because if he took it from the achbar, achbar v'fia humishtakach. You should have the weasel coming out with the mouse in its mouth, and not with the cookie. V'imtiv salomar im isa de me'achmir shakalte. Achbar v'fia haive mishtakach. And if you want to say we're machmir there, because if it would be the same one, he would have the achbar in his mouth, not the cookie. What about this case? Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. You have a mouse that goes in with a cookie. V'cholda yotz, and then a weasel comes out. A cholda v'kikar v'achbar v'cholda. In the cholda's mouth is an achbar and a cookie. So ma'u, so hachavada iu. So there, can we assume? Yes, for sure, it's the same ones. O delma, or do we say no? Im isa di iu nihu. If it was the same one, kikar b'fi achbar mishtakach. Right, havi boyle shakuche. Then the cookie should be in the achmar's mouth, and the achmar would be in the cholda's mouth. Right, so that's. So therefore, you would say it's not the same one. Havi boyle shakuche. O dilma, or would we say mishum? O dilma, I'm sorry. Im isa di ihu niho kikar b'fi achmar mishtakech. Havi boyle shakuche. You should find it. O dilma, or would we say mishum biasusa havi nafa v'shal kalte? Take it. Or would we say no? Because the achbar is scared, the achbar drops it, and the cholda picks up the achbar in its mouth and picks up the cookie. So with all these questions, Teiku, have a list for the achbar questions to ask Eliyahu Hanavi, right? We will have to ask him. Boy Rava, second to last question. Question 16, if you're keeping track. Rokikar bishmei Korah. What if there, now we forget the Achbar cases, now we have some more fundamental questions. Kikar bishmei Korah. If we have a cookie that is, or chametz, that is somewhere very high up. It's all the way up on the rafters. Tzarech sulam lo'rido insar. How much do I have to be tarech myself? Do I have to get a ladder to bring it down or not? Mi amrinon, kule hai lo'atrechu rabbanam. Should I say that? The rabbanam weren't matriach me to go crazy, to get a ladder. It's not going to come down itself. I'm not going to come to eat it. It's up there. Once a person goes up there, they're not going to get it. So therefore, you can be makel and just leave it there and be mevatel. O dilma, or does he know? Zimnin denaf of asal mechle. Maybe it might fall down. It might fall down. You might come to eat it. Tosfos quoted this line. The first Tosfos is back in the beginning of the Masechta. Tosfos quoted this line when he discussed Shitas Rashi about Padika, that Padika is about Shema Yavala Ochlo. Right here, he gets it from this line. V'yibtiv salomar. And if you want to say in the case where it's very high up on the rafters, zimnin denaf of asal mechle, you have an obligation to get it because maybe it might fall down. What about the following case? Kikar babor. What if you have a cookie in a pit all the way down? The opposite. Sarach sulo mahalo. So in sarach, do you have to go get a ladder to bring it up? It's not coming up by itself. It's not like it can just fall down by itself. It's not going to come up by itself. Do you say that? Odilma, or do we say no? Zilman de nachis lemevet sarchei. Maybe you might go down there to do something else and forget. And you might come to eat it. What about that case? So in the Chashugi Chemed, he has the following case. What happens if you have a piece of bread that you have Shem Hashem written on it? We had earlier in the Masechta. What if you have a windshield where somebody wrote Shem Hashem on the windshield? We spoke about that. But what about if you have Kasef Shem Havaya Baruch Hu Al Alechem? And it's Erev Pesach, what are you supposed to do? There's no Nachri to sell it to. If you burn it, aren't you destroying Shem Hashem? If you leave it, you're being violated by Rabbi Yimatzei. And even if you just do Bittul, right, you still have it in your house. You're violating the Chiyuv Abedika. So, says the Chashugi Chemed, you can't burn it. The best is to pour some type of detergent or economica on it, so you'll make it royal. You won't destroy the word, but it'll be in a royal achilas kelef. And once it's not roy anymore, so it'll become it's not chametz anymore. Number one, if you can't do that, you don't have anything to pour on it, then be mevatel it and put it into a deep pit, because our Gemara says you're not going to bring it up. So there, in a kibbutz, Argamar has a suffix about it, but here you have a tzara gadol to put it into the pit. Usually you're only allowed to leave it there, possibly. But here, you don't want to violate mechikas Hashem, and you don't want to violate the drabanan of Bedika, so you're allowed to put it into the pit in that case. That's what he quotes our case as. Okay, just finishing up. Imtet salomar, zimnin denakos l'tzorchei v'asil mechlei. And if you say that sometimes, denakos l'tzorchei, you might go down there, and you have to be machmer in that case, kikar b'fi nachash. Let's say you have a snake, and you have a kikar in the mouth of a snake. So, do you have to get a charmer in order to get the chametz out of the snake? Or do I say, no, it's not in my rishus right now. I can't get to it. Do I say, no, the rabbanon only said you have to be matriach to do bedika, but you don't have to spend money to do bedika. Or do I say, no, it doesn't make a difference. Teku. So, no answer given. Good. Tosfos points out here that the question here doesn't contradict what we said earlier. Here it says, whether a banan war matriach you to use your money or not, pirish, hachadafka, shem yotzieno yochlana. Here you're worried because he might spit it out, it might be there, you might come to eat it. But surely where there is chametz, we say, nichale, a person is happy to do it. But the question is, were the chachamim mechai of you? A person is happy to do it with his money, but were they mechai of you? That's the question, and this is up to the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.